Everyone's talking about the new normal. I wonder, what does the new normal look like, or what is it going to look like? And if we don't know what it's going to be like, shouldn't we play a role in creating that new normal? On today's Designing Your Life Today, we're going to talk about creating your new normal and why you must play a role when it comes to creating the new normal. Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, Goal Achievement Strategist, and business coach, Pat Council. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Magnificent Money on Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Council. This is kind of a happy day for me. Is there anything special going on? No, I'm just happy today. And I think it's important that we all find no reason to be happy, just be happy. With that being said, we're going to talk today about creating the new normal and why you must create your new normal. I think if we stand back, we let someone else tell us how to think, how to be, what to do, when to move, when to wear a mask, when to take it off, then our lives don't belong to us. Our lives belongs to someone else. They're making all of the decisions. I mean, come on, let's face it. If you're like over 18, you're like a grown up, all right? And you can make decisions for yourself. And that's certainly taking nothing away from those who are 18 and below, because some of them are pretty wise too. But where I'm going with this, you guys, is that it is important that you pay attention to your life this day, this moment, and from moment to moment, and from this moment on. I think that when we don't value life, we put out that kind of energy that says that we don't value our life. And when we turn our lives over to other adults because we're grown-ups, I think we also kind of will reap something back from that. You can always tell what kind of energy you're putting out because that's what you're going to get back. That's all you can get back. So you want to pay attention when it comes to creating a new norm. We all have a say-so in this so-called new norm. Every time I'm on the internet, I don't really watch the news that much, okay, because that can be kind of depressing. But if I read an article or something, it all kind of mentions the phrase new norm. I mentioned this on last Monday. I don't know where that phrase got started, how it got started. I'm going to probably look that up one of these days. But the point I'm making is that the new normal is, in fact, it's a thing now. Okay. This is something that we have to pay attention to. So here's the thing. I've discovered that when people don't pay attention to their lives and when they don't take responsibility for the direction that they want their lives to go in, I've discovered that what they end up doing is complaining about how it all played out. So this is a time for us to reset and kind of restart and really put things on the right track. And that means creating your new normal. No matter how you slice it, you still, as of today, you still have the freedom to kind of choose the direction that you want your life to go in. And if you choose to deny that freedom, well, and then tomorrow comes and eventually we won't have that freedom. But I'm not going to get on that soapbox. I'm here to give you kind of a couple of questions that you want to consider when it comes to creating your new normal. You still want to design your life. You want to pay attention to your life, why you're here, and what you intend to accomplish. Because no matter what, hey, I'm of the belief that as long as the sun comes up each day, as long as that sun shines here in Florida, that I'm here to serve a purpose and I need to keep serving it or be about serving it or discover where there's something new for me to do so I can serve that too. I'm okay with that so I can get that purpose going also. So with that being said, here's some questions that you want to consider. First of all, you know, you may want to consider looking at your life, you know, not necessarily dwelling on the past because power is in the present moment, but you want to look at your life today, right here, right now, even while you're listening to this podcast, and you want to answer the question, what would you like to change about your life? What do you wish was different? Now you can take a split second and look to the past and see, hey, you know what? If I had done X, Y, Z, if I had done that, then I wouldn't be where I am today. In other words, I wouldn't have this life that I'm not exactly excited about today. Now, even if you are excited about your life today, then I suggest that you look to see what do you want to change or what do you want to build on in your life to make it even more powerful? You know, we don't arrive until it's time for us to ascend. That's another story for another time. And believe me, it's on the list and I'm coming with a show to explain that because I keep talking about ascension. Okay, so what would you like to change? Now, you know, don't wait for this whole COVID thing to be over. That's another thing that I hear people say often. I can't wait for this COVID to be over. Don't wait for it to be over. You want to take advantage of where you are today. What can you do? Decide which direction by finding out what is the opposite thing that you need to do to change what you don't like. Sometimes we make life more complicated than it has to be. You know, wishing things away is not going to make it go away. However, movement, action, something that redirects energy, okay? And we're all energy. Everything's energy. And as human beings, we are extremely powerful when it comes to using that energy. So if we redirect our thinking, redirect our actions, redirect our attitudes and all of the above, because understand this, that the attitudes that you put out, if you're angry, if you are rude, if you just, I don't know, if you're just like habitually sad, these are energies that will bring you a type of results. So if you want to change your life, do the opposite. Be loving, be kind, be excited, be happy. These kinds of things. And you will start to see some changes in your life. So do the opposite things so that you can change what you don't like. So take a look and ask yourself, what would you like to change? And write that down. Now, here's the other thing. Where and how can you make an impact? A lot of times when we look at what we want in our lives, you know, we're building our magnificent dream life. We're building that dream business, that profitable dream business. And those are great. But understand this, the best business that you can build is a business that aligns with your purpose for being here on this earth. You will be provided for. That business will provide for you. You just have to figure out how to monetize that. That's where the coaches and the mentors and the people who are other people who are in that business that are willing to share advice with you. And you can get tons of advice today because everybody's willing to kind of pitch in to, well, I can't say get back to normal because we're creating a new normal to create the new normal. And nobody wants to go backwards anyway. Who wants to go backwards in life, right? It's all about going forward. So you want to see where and how you can make an impact. And you can kind of figure that out by, as I said, identifying with your talents, what is your purpose? And I think we overthink that when it comes to trying to figure out our purpose. And I have this theory. You know, I think I told you guys this before. I have a lot of theories, you know, as they pop into my head, I go, oh, that's a good theory. And here's one of my theories. My theory is that we always know kind of what it is our our purpose is, or we know where our talents are, or we know what our gifts are, because there's something in us that tells us, hey, this is why you're here on this earth. The only thing that causes us to say, I don't know what my purpose is, or to cloud that, is we allow our judgment to be clouded by people outside us, by our environment. Most people are taught to grow up and go to school and get a job. And there's nothing wrong with that, you guys. However, if you get a job that falls outside your purpose, that might explain why statistics show that about 83% of the people that work jobs are not happy. Okay, and that stat is probably really old now. Since the coronavirus has hit, a lot of people have lost their jobs. And those that are working at home, they might be a little bit happier because they don't have to get up and go into an office or go into a building or go somewhere that they don't want to go. But I want to tell you, either way, even the ones that are working at home, if they're not doing what they absolutely love, they're not happy either. They're just not as miserable because they didn't have to go into the office. But the point that I want to kind of drive home to you guys is you need to figure out where you can make an impact. And if you have to ask someone to help you with that, because the other thing that can prevent you from really kind of keying in on your purpose is that emotionally, you have something that's stopping you from acknowledging that. Sometimes we don't want to talk about how amazing we are because we've been taught that that's conceited. It's not. When you talk about what your gifts and talents are, you're not being conceited. You're not being arrogant. What you're doing is you're acknowledging that God gave you some amazing gifts and talents and that you're prepared to be obedient to that. And you're going to use those talents to serve a purpose while you're here on earth to benefit yourself as well as to benefit others within this wonderful human race. So, where can you make that impact? How can you make the impact? And once again, if you are stuck in trying to figure all of that out, then there are things that you can do to kind of uncover that. The minute you're willing to have that confidence and courage to say, hey, this is what I'm good at, this is where my talents are, then the minute you do that, then you're going to see that you're going to feel empowered. You're going to realize, wait a minute, this is what I should have been doing all along. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, what type of solutions can you provide that would make your part of the world better? Listen, we all have something to offer. So do you know what your something is? And this, once again, falls in line with your purpose, with your talents, with your gifts. So the question to ask yourself and to write your answers down is what will your new normal look like? And I've said this once and I'll say it again. If we collectively go for the highest and best, and by the way, my idea of the highest and best is when we step into our talents, when we step into our true purpose for being here on this earth. So if we collectively decided to do that, then that's what our world would look like. It's going to look like highest and best. And there is the new normal. It's going to look like the highest and best. Granted, a lot of people are scrambling these days and they're trying to figure out, you know, which way is up? Which way do I go? How do I recover from this? Because there are people who have been financially hurt by the coronavirus. There are people who are scrambling now to learn how to even turn on a computer because everything is being done online now. So there's a lot that's going on, but here's the beauty in all of that. Okay. I didn't say that it felt good. Okay. I'm saying here's the beauty in it. The beauty in it is that you're going to work harder, you're going to focus more, and you're going to realize what you're capable of doing once you've figured out how to maneuver through all of this. This should give you a confidence boost. And then you're going to get to see what you're made of. You're going to get to see that, wait a minute, you know, this job where they, you know, laid me off without thought, then now I can find my own way. I can make my own money. I can build my own business. Look, I'm able to generate a money and build a lifestyle on my own, the lifestyle I've always wanted. Sometimes when our back is against the wall or we're put into a position where we have to do our own thinking and we have to figure our way out, we find out what we're made of. So listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. But as we wrap up, I want to say, go back, think about those few questions that I've given you. And I want you to think from a position of doing life with power. Think about how powerful you are, how magnificent you are, how amazing you are. Now, if you have a problem with that, I have a course that you can, it's coming up again for enrollment. And so if you want information on it, just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/shift-your-life. And you can just sign up and we'll send you information, and it's up to you if you want to enroll. You'll find out all the details as to what that course offers. We're going to help you tap into your purpose, tap into your power. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. Hello again, power achievers. Have you ever felt like you could do more? Well, first of all, I want to tell you this. You are already magnificent, but that yearning or tugging that you feel inside, well, that could simply mean it's time for you to start achieving your inspired destiny. My course, Shift to Your Magnificent Life, it's opening again soon. So if you would like to receive information about the enrollment date, go to designingyourlifetoday.com/shift-your-life and get your name on the list. You will find out what the course has to offer, as well as get an early notification. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/shift-your-life. Add your name and position yourself to do life with power.